I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Let's do the guys first. Hey, Brian.
What's up, Johnny?
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you, my friend?
What's your story?
So I'm 27 years old. I just got a lonely sleeve. I'm single, so I need to up that arsenal a little bit, make it a little bit more fun when I bring those extra ladies over to the bedroom.
Yes. All right, Brian, you just need to make sure all these guys are locked down, Ryan, so you can't lose anybody. And then we're going to get Troy on the line. Hold on here. Troy, welcome to the show, Troy.
Thanks, Johnny. I'm 34 years old and never played this before and super pumped to do it.
All right, listen, do you have any sex toys at home? What's your situation?
Well, my situation is I'm in a long-term relationship and it'd be fun to spice things up.
Yeah? What do you guys, does she have a lot of toys? Do you have any?
She has some. I have none.
All right. All right, and how long have you been together?
3 years.
All right. You're already needing to spice it up. It isn't kind of hanging on?
Oh, no, it's good, but, you know, you can always use a little extra spice.
What do you, of course, what are you pushing for that she won't quite do yet? Anal, is that what we're asking?
It's definitely anal.
What about other girls? Any chance?
There's no chance for
that. I know.
No such luck so far.
All right. All right. Well, listen, Troy, you just stay the course. Let's see if we can get something interesting for you today. You hang on. Brian hangs on. And let me get Devin on the show. Is this Devin right here? This is Devin.
Hey, Devin. How's it going?
Hey, man. What's your story?
Hey, Johnny, it's Devin here. I'm 24. I've got a girlfriend of 2 years. We've got some whips, handcuffs, some butt plugs for her. Try and keep it cool.
And you have whips. Who whips who?
I whip her.
Really? Was she into this beforehand? Did she tell you to do it, or did you bring that home?
It kind of came up naturally, you know?
Look, I'm a fan, you know, whatever anybody wants to do, but I'd like to know how it naturally comes up. Like, I've had a lot of conversations in my life. But, Nick, have you ever been with Mike, and Mike's like, I sure would like to take a whip out and slap you across your naked ass, Nick?
No, he's not, and that's probably not suggested.
He may have said, I'd like to put you in a headlock and take you to the ground.
I'd like you to maybe stop talking or breathing for the next 30 to 40 minutes.
I'd like to hit you in the head with a pan. But never I want to smack you with a whip, huh?
No.
Would you like a slap in the ass with a whip?
No, not, I mean, not necessarily. I don't, no, nobody minds a tap.
I don't see you, like someone hauling off, and you being like, cool, get it, sailor.
Yeah. Go get that laundry basket full of things and put it in a sack and swing it at me.
I feel like you have a knife under your pillow and you would turn around and plunge it through the breastplate.
Probably. That actually seems like it would
happen. But if you like it, you know, Devin, if she's down, then that's it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's nice. If they're into it, you know, more the merrier.
Yep.
Oh, yes. And if they're not into it, it's I mean, we should almost always stop. You know what I mean?
No, stick to it. Stick to it.
Didn't they call that domestic violence?
Yeah. I think they do, sir. It goes right from sexual fetish to domestic violence when you whap somebody with a whip against their will. Does she ever hit you?
No.
I love that.
No.
I'll knock a bitch out. Only one of us gets a smacked ass. I'll tell you that, sir. I'm a man.
Right. Got to keep that pimp hand strong.
That's fact. All right. Well, listen, Brian, you're going to love this. Troy, you're going to love this. Devin, all three of you, I want you to listen because it closes to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over. We'll receive the item up for bid. Listen.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the ElectroStim Prostate 5, part of the Anal Fantasy Series from Pipe Dream Products. This is...
Yeah, we're talking butt stuff.
This is part of your booty hole dream.
Yeah, booty rocking everywhere. Booty rocking everywhere.
Fellas, let me tell you all about the ElectroStim Prostate Vibe. Enjoy elevated anal pleasure from two e-stimulation pulse points, providing tingling pleasure internally and externally. Five levels of ElectroStim can be used with or without five powerful vibration functions. It can be used solo or during sex play. Here's a pro tip. The Vibe must be completely inserted with the positive and negative poles in contact with the skin simultaneously to enable the e-stim function. The key to anal play is to take it slowly, so allow yourself to relax in order to enjoy the experience. Finger play is a great way to relax the anus.
So basically what they're saying is, don't be in a big hurry to jam this thing in there. You should probably, you know, boop, pop a finger in there first.
Doesn't have to be yours.
Hey, Ed, can you help me out with something here?
Sure, what is... Oh, God.
Wider than a mile.
It's the ElectroStim Prostate Vibe, part of the Anal Fantasy Series from Pipe Dream Products. It's a big ticket item, and it can be yours if the price is right.
Yes, let's take a look at this, shall we? By the way, why do we need to shock our butthole?
Would I like to shock your butthole? Yes.
Listen, you're a fan. Like, you like, you know.
You don't shock things, though. I mean, some people like
hey,
that.
I don't know the rules. I have to ask a professional. You know what I'm saying?
I clearly am not that evolved at all.
Well, you're fairly evolved, though. I mean, you're not, maybe this isn't your jam, but I mean, you would be my go-to ask.
Sure. That seems like that's your next step up.
Shocking.
Like, yeah, shocking.
Shock the butthole. By the way, does this have a... This is okay. Is it on?
Looks like the.
Hey, I'm depending on you.
Oh,
okay,
God.
That's the vibrator part.
Yep.
Where's the shocky part?
But the lightning bolt would be.
Right, you hold on to it.
Great. Thank
hold
you.
On to it. Hold on to it for a minute.
Lightning bolt.
Tell me if anything happens.
Nope.
I love his face though, because he's ready for it.
Nope.
He's like, he's got
it
his
says
face scrunched.
Here, what does it say here? I'm trying to. Who knows? Greg, do you know how it works?
Okay.
Here, use the mic. Hold on. Get on the mic.
Okay.
Welcome to the radio.
You got the vibrator on.
Uh-huh.
Then you hit the little lightning bolt there.
Uh-huh.
Got to hold it down.
Uh-huh.
And it's not lighting up now.
Do you have to hold it for 3 seconds?
I love the way he came in to help, which I do appreciate very much, honestly.
Did you have to hold for 3 seconds?
This part goes in.
Oh. So it touches your gooch?
Yeah.
And it hits your... Is it shocking you right now?
It's like a little tingly.
Here's, oh, okay.
Nick, you feel it. I want to see what you can feel.
This goes on your taint.
See,
Ryan,
Nick, touch
first.
It on your, touch it. I don't think it'll hurt. Can you feel anything?
Tingle?
God, I'm dead inside. I wish I was kidding. Hold on.
So
you tell me if you feel it.
Right. Boom.
So touch it. You gotta make a connection.
Yeah.
Clearly, I didn't feel what you just felt.
Oh, thank you.
No. But then you. So. I'm just. So it's a bug. And then you go like that.
Yeah, so I gotta grab that part.
And then, does that do it?
Hold it. Push it in and hold it.
Who's gonna push it when it's in your butthole?
Your spotter?
Yeah, but I mean, hold on, because that's, let me see.
Yeah.
There.
Okay. Not feeling a shock. I did a second ago.
Put it in your butt.
Yeah, okay. Get right on.
Put it across your face. All right. Listen, I'm sure it works.
Yeah. He felt it a second ago.
So it gets you through your gooch and your bung, Gregory?
Yes, it does.
That's the way it works.
It has to connect on both ends, kind of.
Oh.
It has to have
so
a connection on both ends.
What did I just say? I kept saying complete the circuit, didn't I?
Yes.
Nobody listens to me.
No, I was just thinking he actually heard Greg totally tuned you out.
Spit on it and put it in your butt.
I'm afraid.
I'm not feeling a shock this time.
All right. Well, listen. It works. Yep. It's a pain in your ass. Don't worry about it.
Literally.
Here we go. Let's shut that thing down.
Oh, there it is! Now I can feel it. Going down my fingertip.
Nick, see if you can do it. See if you can get Nick to feel it.
Why can't you do it?
Because you have stuff in your butt. I don't think it'll hurt you, babe.
No, it doesn't hurt
you. I would never do anything to hurt you, kid.
You just feel a little tingle, that's all.
Now?
I feel like I'll know it when it happens.
I feel like if it's, in a wetter situation, that
it's
probably...
It's kind of like when you put your tongue on a 9-volt.
Right.
And it shocks your prostate into some kind of a crazy situation.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Anything?
No.
Listen, I'm sure it works.
No, it's happened twice. Zapping him.
Maybe he just needs a little more moisture. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
let's face it.
Between
your butthole and your gooch, uh-huh. It's a pretty thin area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's, this goes in and this goes that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, okay. Hey, this is all new to me. But let's see. Brian, you want your butthole shocked?
That sounds like a tank tickler to me.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get a piece of paper to pen here, my friend.
I'm not too sure what to fit on this. A little bit out of my realm, but let's say $64.99.
So Brian says $64.99.
It's new to all of us, Brian.
That doesn't mean it's bad, Brian.
No, it's just something new.
You never had your butthole shocked.
I don't know if I want to pull that up on the first date.
Well, no, you want to ease into these things.
You should maybe try by yourself.
All right. What if it became like your jam?
Mm-hmm.
Like I get one of these, and I'm like, I'm not going to tell anybody how much. And then I'm like, oh my God, I got it. Baby, you got to shock my butthole.
Dude, I've been real sad. You know what would help me?
Tales from Johnny.
It's like a Peter Gabriel song. If we can get that done, Greg, if we get shock my butthole done. Shock my butthole. Shock my butthole. All right. Troy? Troy's got that nervous laugh like he definitely wants to try.
You don't know unless you try.
That's that nervous laugh like, okay, you can do it, baby. You just be careful.
Yeah, hopefully none of my friends are listening right now.
Yeah. Troy, what would you bid on the butthole shocker?
Oh, man, a butthole shocker.
It's a nice looking.
Oh, it's very nice. You'd have no idea what it is.
It's a nice apparatus. It's a butt plug with a vibrator, and it goes in, and then you hit the other button, and it runs a current from the internal to the external through your gooch and your butt.
I'm trying to think of the prices of these things the last time I looked at them.
Yeah, right.
What'd the last guy go on it?
$64.99 is what Brian said.
$64.99. Let's go 66.
So, all right. Okay. So it'd have to be that. And then, Devin, I know you would definitely put this in your chick if you did it with a whip.
I'm just wondering if a light bulb will light up in my mouth.
Yeah, right. But, well, you might try it for yourself, but I mean, you could put it in a girl too. Don't do it to me. Wait.
Who knows? We can share.
He's got it on my arm. I'm trying to hear. Here, put it on my skin. Now it's just vibrating now.
Right. It goes from vibrating one tip to the other tip, back and forth.
Oh, that's what he was showing me.
Yes.
I thought it was the electric. No, he's. Are you trying to sell this to me?
I am trying to sell it to you.
I'm good. Thank you, Devin. Do you think this would be for you or your girl?
Definitely my girl.
Sure would. All right, Devin, what would you pay for such an item?
Let's see. Last guy went 66. We're going to go $66.69.
Ha-ha. See what you did there? Let's see if it pays off. The actual retail price is...
$115.99.
It pays off.
Ooh. Damned.
Time to shock your butthole, Devin.
Wow.
Winner, Johnny.
Yeah. Damn. Yes. Like a shock in the dark. Said 78.57. Thank
that
you.
Thanksgiving turkey is not going to be the only thing he's cooking this year.
Right. All right. Well done. Well, listen, Brian, Troy, I'm so sorry that you didn't win. I'll tell you what I will do. Would you guys like to go see the Jackal family reunion?
Heck yeah, sure. Brother.
All right. Listen, December 17th, less than a month away. It is the culmination of the year for sure in shows. The thing is, they used to have a vaccination deal, but you don't have to have that now. You just need a clear COVID test, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, yeah, brother. Thank you.
All right, good. Stay right there. All these guys put the dudes on hold, and we'll get to the chicks here in a moment. That's a good item.
Yeah.
Did you try it? You wouldn't? I think it's more for prostate stuff. I think that's,
sure.
I feel like that's what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you imagine you're like, it happened, and it's so surprising because you just paint the other wall. You're like,
again, we don't know until we try.
Your eyebrows are smoking. You're like,
I feel alive.
Yeah, right? Right? Give me five and do it again. All right. Well, listen, let's play the ladies. Let's go one at a time. Lock them down, please, Ryan. We will talk to Michaela. How you doing, Michaela?
Hey, Johnny. My name's Michaela. I'm 33. I've been with my husband for almost 10 years now. Got a few vibrators, a rabbit, vibrating underwear, some of that bondage tape, and a sex ring.
What the hell's bondage tape?
I don't really know what you call it. It doesn't pull your skin off.
Oh, I've seen that. It's like reusable. It's like bondage. Yeah. It's like rubber strappy stuff, but it sticks to itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, by the way, how old are you?
33.
You're doing a lot of the weird stuff, Mick.
Started young.
Good for you. Good for you. What about everything? What about, would you shock your butt or shock his butt?
I would let him shock mine. He's not letting me in that territory yet, even after 10 years.
I say you sneak up on him.
She said yet.
I tried. Right.
Are you trying to get in there?
I am. I tried. He says no every time.
Does he make that dolphin noise where he's like...
If I did that, he'd probably run faster.
All right. What about other girls?
Not currently.
Well, see, that's how you tell him. You go, look, you want to do that?
It's a give and take.
I want you to meet Aunt Peg.
Probably the only time you say yes.
Yeah, right? Now, are you just talking about, like your hand, your finger? Or are you talking about, like, a real whole gizmo, like, really letting him have it?
I mean, I'll start anywhere with him.
Do what?
Anything.
I just didn't know what your jam was. Like, what do you want to happen?
I've had that happen. Finger, you know, a little butt pleasure. Happy.
No,
pleasure.
To him. What do you want to do to him?
Oh, anything he would let me.
Would you peg him? Would you put a strap on?
I would love to be the male.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Slap him in the side of the head and tell him he likes it?
Yeah, pull his hair.
Call him a dirty whore?
Call him a dirty whore.
And that is exactly why I will never let a girl tie me up.
Yeah, if I'm you, I would never do that. As your friend, I'm like... Seriously, yeah. You can say yes to a lot of things.
She went from sassy von fancy pants to, why are you so mad at me?
Yeah. You know why.
Yeah, you know why.
Dark Lord is pegging.
Yeah, and she just starts hammering. She's like, and you're never going to tell anyone. I'm like, ah. Yeah, I want a new car or I'm going to tell them all. I'm shooting video.
Yeah. All right. You ever seen the movie Tomcats?
No.
He picks up on a librarian, super sweet, nice and everything, gets her home and she's got like, you know, milk on the dresser and everything. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden she ties him up with some teddy bear handcuffs and all of a sudden she pushes this button, the bed goes away, the headboard lifts him up in the air. She just rips his pants off. She's wearing leather underneath.
What movie are you watching?
Tomcats.
What is this? Was this porn?
No.
What's that?
It's a straight-up movie. It's with Shannon Elizabeth.
Is it a comedy?
Jerry O'Connell in it?
Yes. Nothing that's funnier than a dude getting ass-raped.
That's the one.
Well, Jerry O'Connell makes it.
Isn't
funny.
That right, Michaela?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. All right. Listen, we got to go to the next girl. I'm glad. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Wakumsi. Whatever. Wakumsi. Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Hi. I am Jacqueline, 31.
Hi.
Married. I have one vibrator at home. My husband and I are kind of vanilla, but looking to branch out a little bit.
You know, it's kind of scary out there. But you are calling a radio station.
This is true.
Because you're a dirty girl inside. You want to be dirtier. You just don't know how to be.
I do.
Dirty girl. Would you say you want to be dirty, but your husband is a little afraid? Or he wants you to be dirtier and it's just...
I think it's me. My comfort, I guess. Trying to experiment and see what I'm comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. We just gave away a butthole shocker.
I heard.
Which one is this going to show up on, though? That's the key. Here, you want to hear? It's this.
Shock your butthole!
Shock your butthole!
Shock your butthole!
Shock your butthole!
Shock your butthole tonight. Shock your butthole tonight.
But that one's already gone, so we have to work on something else now, Jacqueline.
Okay.
But so you, do you have, what I'm asking, I guess what I'm asking you is, are you the one who's like, I really want to be dirty. I just got to get cool with it. Or is he like, I'd like you to be dirtier, and you're like, I got to try to find a way to do it?
He wants to. I just have to be comfortable with it.
Right. But you don't have any like deep-seated super dirty inside of you where you're like, I just am embarrassed to tell him about it.
Oh, no.
That's too bad. We're all looking forward to that.
Maybe in time.
Well, I mean, it's all right. And how old are you?
31.
See, you should be completely comfortable with yourself by this point. What kind of sex toys do you have?
I have a vibrator right now.
Yeah, enjoy it?
I do.
Do you use it without it?
Yes.
All right, good. You should a lot. Try to get just comfortable with yourself.
Okay.
What about other girls?
No.
All right, what about backdoor action?
I think when I get comfortable, I might.
Mm-hmm. Keep the dream alive.
Okay.
Is it one of those things where you know you're never going to do it, but you keep telling them one day you might be comfortable with it?
Oh, no. I just have to get comfortable with everything.
All right.
Learning.
She seems so nice, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She seems kind of too nice to call this show.
That'll erode soon.
I know, right? She's like, I just want everything to be okay.
But she's open to trying. She's open to trying.
Have you thought about trying anal, but getting one of those pop or those posters of the cat hanging and says hang in there so you can really concentrate on that while it's happening to you?
No, haven't really thought about that.
She just seems like one of those kind of girls. All right. Michaela, Jacqueline, you hold on. I got to get Lisa on. Lisa, what's your story?
Hi, I'm Lisa, 41. I've been married for 18 years.
You've done all the dirty stuff already. Haven't you?
Well, maybe I got rid of, so broken.
Yeah.
Broken a few of them. So, I mean, we've got a collar, a little thing that ties you to the bed. I've got a little remote butterfly thing, some butt plugs, some vibrators, some dildos.
Yeah, so you do it all.
Well, you said some cool stuff, like a big blow-up, like, ball thing that you'd like is like this huge like beach ball thing that you'd blow up and get on there. That was fun.
It was like those hippity hops that used to have, but they had a dildo on them.
No, it wasn't like that. It was like a big ball, so you'd get on there and like for a couple to have sex, you just like balance on it, and you always felt like you were gonna fall. So it was fun.
All right, what about other girls?
Done that.
Yeah. So there's really, you've done it all.
Well, not all, but, what, you know, my fair amount.
What are you looking forward to that you've not done?
I don't know.
I feel like you want to say peg him, but you don't want to admit to it.
No, I don't think I want to do that.
You don't? So you're not filled with some kind of a righteous indignation, some anger, some resentment?
No, that's not my thing.
No. Jacqueline, would you peg your husband? Jacqueline?
I'm sorry?
Jacqueline, would you peg your husband?
Maybe.
that's when she just comes unleashed. Mm-hmm. She's like, this is exactly what I was thinking about.
This will be my baby step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honey, we're out of lube.
Use your goddamn tears, pussy.
Yep. I can feel you, Jacqueline. You're a tough one inside, aren't you?
Maybe.
All right.
A little.
Lisa, you hold on. Jacqueline, you hold on. Michaela, you hold on. The closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the 15-inch Max Men Double Dong from Nash Toys.
Long double dong, double dong, double dong, double ding dong. This double dong is really damn long. It's a damn long double ding dong.
Finally, now couples can explore simultaneous shared penetration fantasies, and any bold, adventurous woman can check out her DP fantasies with or without a partner.
I can put on my socks.
Is that a pink sock? I guess it depends on what end you use.
It's 15 inches long.
It's just under an inch wide on one end.
And just over 2 inches wide on the other.
And if you want to get real weird,
pop one end inside.
Let the other end hang out.
And come out of the bathroom that way to surprise your guy.
Sweetie, I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, what is it? What, oh, Lord.
You want some of this?
Well, it depends.
On what?
Well, it looks like you have a tail.
Oh, I put it in the wrong hole. Oopsie.
Long double dong dong dong. Long dong dong double dong dong dong.
It's the Max Spin 15-inch curved double dong from Nash Toys. It can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Yeah, this is interesting because I've seen lots of the two-headed dildo type stuff. Normally they're the same on both ends, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're their circumference stays equal all the way up. This is like a tadpole.
So
this has the full size over here, and then this little This one turns into micro penis.
Yep.
Which you're going to want if right, your baby that's... stepping in. So, like, I'd take that. You're taking that.
Why would we do this together?
I don't know, because we're married. Sorry, because, that's the road I went down.
Because we're together in the Lord's eyes.
That end, by the way, reminds me of when he in Deadpool, when he has to grow back.
Yeah. Yes.
That's exactly what that reminds
me. Why are you babysitting it? Yeah. 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 But this is...
When Ryan Reynolds grows
this
back.
This is, let's try it. You know? And then that's like, I'm ready for the real thing. Because it literally goes to a taper, but it does have a penis on both ends. But you're like... Like, hey, I hope I get through seventh grade, okay? It turns into like, I'm a man now.
Yeah, it goes E.T. finger to bah.
That's how do you feel about this? The visual
is hilarious.
Freaks me out a little bit.
If you have to go in laughing, I mean, like, okay, we're going to do this. All right.
But I thought that, to me, this seems to be for like a girl to double up.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do a butt-to-butt thing. Like, even if that is the thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, I'm up for whatever. I'll try it all.
Maybe
whatever.
Sitting,
if that's her jam, like, I'll give it a go.
You could be sitting face-to-face like you're on a teeter-totter.
See, like, I would be forced to make, like, what I would consider to be, like, a funny face.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you push for it, I'd be like, like, my eyes would go big, and I'd look surprised like this.
Totally.
and then I'd pull back and I'd go, sad. And then, and really overdone. Mm-hmm. I want you to wash my face now, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Nice, just swing right back in.
They said I couldn't act.
Happy, sad.
All right. Oh, this is going to get interesting.
All right, ladies, let's do this. Michaela. Hey.
Nothing. I'm stuck on the phone.
Hey, Michaela.
Yes.
Does this seem like something good for you?
More for me, not for him.
Yeah. I mean, you could fill yourself up with this, right?
Yeah.
Do you like that feeling? Like, the you know, we have in both places?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Well then, Michaela, what would you bid on this item?
I feel like this is the one thing I haven't looked at in the store. I'm going to go with
$44.99. You go to the store and you price shop a lot?
No, but I've looked several times, and I just never paid attention to them.
Well, Moonlight Adult Boutique, by the way, is a fantastic place if you're out and about.
They'll let you peruse.
Hey, Jacqueline. Jacqueline. Yes. Hey, babe.
I am going to guess $59.99.
Does this sound like an item that's interesting, or are you horrified?
I think it would be a good item for me to dip my toes in the water with.
That's right. Or like the man said, if you kind of went halfway with it and then walked out of the bathroom holding it, like, get over here, you'd probably freak him out pretty bad.
Probably.
All right, Jacqueline, you got $59.99. Now finally,
$55.99 or $50? Would you say again, Jacqueline?
$59.99. Yes.
Okay.
All right. And then finally, Lisa, who has done it all,
I'm gonna go $48.
Going low. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price
$53.99.
It worked.
Wow.
Crazy perv.
You jumped right in there and got it.
Well, maybe I've done some shopping before.
Oh, so close, Jacqueline.
Whew.
I know.
That was impressive.
Well, look, Lisa, come by and pick up your very strange looking tadpole wiener.
Thank you.
It is veiny. Got that
awesome.
Go for it.
You like it sounds it? Like fun.
You like it?
No,
you like it?
No, I don't.
Hey, want to know what prison looks like?
No, I don't.
I always like to hold it up to somebody's eyes, like right there, looking right down the barrel of that gun. You go, that's want to go to jail? 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 Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you stay right there. Miss Lisa, you are the dirty degenerate recipient of that. It's a beautiful item. You hold on a second. Let's put Miss Lisa on hold. She is online. 92. And then Jacqueline and Michaela, young ladies, I've got you. Would you like to go see the Jackal family reunion? What about you, Jacqueline?
Sure.
All right. Listen, you don't have to do that. What else have I got? Dirty Honey Mammoth WVH?
We'll do the Jackal family reunion.
All right. That's for Jacqueline. By the way, you seem very, very sweet. Good luck to you. Thanks for playing. Hold on. And thanks. Michaela, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
By the way, before... 96.27. You're so right. Hold on. He said, dude, you dropped the ball not calling her Jake Quellen. Insubordinate and churlish. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.